How fun was Christmas as a kid? I mean, that's even an expression, right? Happier than a kid on Christmas or whatever. But man, once you become an adult, those responsibilities just start piling up. You got to start worrying about time off and how much time you're going to work and when the kids are in school and when they're out of school and how we're traveling here and what hotel we're staying at and do we need a flight. And it gets expensive. And then you've got all the extra added stress of, oh, I got to hang this light and I got to put up this tree. And then we got to wrap the presents. But most importantly, the financial stress of we got to buy all of these presents. Don't put Christmas on a credit card. Hurry to savewithconrad.com. We want to make sure that you hit 2022 the way you planned on ahead of the game. Don't go overspend and kick the can down the road and make it one of your New Year's resolutions next year where you say, well, I guess this year I'm going to try to get out of debt and save money. Do it right now. All the experts are predicting that interest rates are going to rise next year. Don't take my word for it. Throw it in your Google machine. But here's what's happened in the last 2 years. All of a sudden, your house is probably worth more than ever. Why not use some of your newfound equity to get the best interest rate you've ever had while we've still got them? Get rid of your PMI. That in and of itself might save you $200 or $300. And at the same time, get rid of all your credit card debt, just like that. If you can hear my voice and you're in a 30-year loan, if you've got a second mortgage, if you've got credit card debt, if you've got a car loan, you owe it to yourself to just get a quick quote right now at savewithconrad.com. Oh, and how's this for starters? Your single biggest bill, you know, your house payment, you won't have to make that in December or January. You're done until February 1st. You get a 2-month break from your single biggest bill right here during the holidays. That's going to get you the cash you need to not put Christmas on a credit card. And that credit card debt, it'll be gone forever thanks to savewithconrad.com. Go read some of our 5-star reviews all for yourself. Type this into your browser right now, conradreviews.com. conradreviews.com. See what our actual customers are saying about the process and their experience. It's almost 5 stars across the board. And then hurry to savewithconrad.com. Get yourself a quick quote. Find out how much money you can save for free. We're routinely helping our podcast listeners save $500, $600, $700, even $800 a month. Heck, the other day we helped a guy save more than $1,100 a month. I want to be clear. He didn't save $1,100 one time. He's saving it this month, next month, the month after that, all because he went to savewithconrad.com. And you can do it too. You don't need perfect credit. You don't need money out of your pocket. And if we can't save you some money, we won't waste your time. But right here during the holidays, what are you waiting for? Make this the best Christmas ever. Let's be like kids on Christmas and not have the financial stress of worrying about what are we going to do? You're going to get out of debt faster and with cheaper monthly payments than you ever thought possible because you went to savewithconrad.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender. That's savewithconrad.com.
Now you can get even more from the Kurt Angle Show over at adfreeshows.com. Oh, it's true. Enjoy the entire Kurt Angle Show library with no ads, plus catch brand new episodes each week before anyone else does, starting at just $9. That definitely doesn't suck. What else doesn't suck? Interactive experiences that you can take part in with me. You get to jump on and ask me questions during our gold medal Q&A events. And if you joined us for Top Guy Weekend, we got to hang out together in Chicago. Ad Free Shows also has tons of bonus episodes, including my recent top 10 dream opponents list and watching back the night I kissed Stephanie McMahon. It is truly the gold standard in wrestling content. Get the Kurt Angle Show and all of Conrad's podcasts early, ad-free, and on video for as low as $9 a month. That's just 30 cents an episode. Head over to adfreeshows.com right now to sign up.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Well, he won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. He's a real athlete, so give him your respect. He's got intensity, integrity, intelligence too. Oh, it's true, it's damn true. So if he ever finds you and you're chanting you suck, then he'll douse you in dairy with his big milk truck. And with one angle slam, he'll lay you out on the floor. So listen up, it's time to go. It's the Kurt Angle Show.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and welcome to the Kurt Angle Show. On today's show, we'll be discussing my final pay-per-view match of 2011, TNA's final resolution against the Cowboy James Storm. But first, let me introduce to you my co-host, Paul Bromwell. How you doing today, Paul?
Hey, Kurt, I'm doing great, man. Listen, big week for you before we jump into the show. It was your birthday.
Yes, it was.
What did you do? Did you do anything special for the big birthday this week, Kurt?
No, actually, we're going to Buca di Beppo tonight. My wife set up a dinner for my birthday. Yesterday, my wife let me do absolutely nothing. I didn't have to do any chores, no errands. I got to sit around the house all day and be lazy. So it was the best birthday gift ever.
All right, I got to ask her, what does a lazy day look like? Is it you turn on Netflix? I know. Now, listen, we're recording this on Friday. Our Steelers were on Thursday Night Football, and they lost. Did you watch the game at all?
I watched a little bit. I got disappointed, so I didn't watch the entire game.
But so what do you do? What's a lazy day for Kurt Angle look like? Do you work out?
Obviously I work out. I get that out of the way in the morning. After that, I just ate and watched TV. It. I was a lazy ass all day.
That's awesome, man. Hey, everybody deserves those kind of days. And when you get older, it's like, man, I just don't want to do anything. So I totally get it. You know,
I'm getting there, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, happy birthday to you, man. And I saw a lot of love for you on social media, and that's awesome. You know,
thanks to everybody that wished me a very happy birthday. I appreciate it.
And I hope you enjoy your big meal out tonight. Our Buca di Beppo, do you have anything? Are you eyeing up? Is there a go-to for you at that restaurant? Or are you just going to see what you make your decision once you get there?
Little Italy.
Little Italy. All right. That's the recommendation.
Oh, yeah. You got raviolis, spaghetti, chicken cacciatore, everything. The whole box.
That sounds awesome. Well, listen, speaking of awesome, you said it right at the top of the show, Kurt, 10 years ago, you took on James Storm, and it was Final Resolution, 2011, TNA. And so let's talk a little bit about that today, Kurt, and let's talk about the build and how we got there. And you're coming off a TNA TV from an injury from Bound for Glory. And on November 17th, when you return at the end of the show to announce that you were the man that attacked James Storm before his title defense against Bobby Roode. And we're jumping right in here. Did you know ahead of time this was going to be how you were going to be brought back?
Well, I knew I was going to be brought back involving James Storm and Bobby Roode. I started that program with Bobby Roode at Bound for Glory. I beat him for the world title. Then James Storm beat me the next day for the world title. And then Bobby Roode beat James Storm for the world title. So it was kind of like a threesome. And it was my turn to go with James Storm to get my redemption. And they told me that I was going to be the culprit that that cheap-shotted James Storm before his match, his world title match against Bobby Roode. So, yes, I knew a couple weeks ahead of time.
Well, Kurt, that's exactly what happens. You appear from under the ring to attack James Storm. How did they get you under the ring? I want to hear some of this behind-the-scenes stuff. How long are you down there for? Do you give a cue? Give us the magic, Kurt, behind the scenes.
All right, here's the magic. They tape the shows. So you can tape out of order. So if your segment's on last and you have to sit under the ring the whole show and then do the segment, that wouldn't be right. That would be abuse on my side. But if you tape it out of order and you tape the last segment first, you can get under the ring. You're only under there for 10 minutes. And there's a monitor underneath the ring to let you know what everything that's going on above the ring so you can get your cue to come out. So that's the magic. It's not that much magic.
Yeah, nothing super secret or anything like that. It was just the way they taped the shows. You were the first one, the first segment in, and you got to hide in there and then get out. Well, that's good. So I've heard before, I've talked to Mike Chioda, and he was like, man, there's times where guys have been down there for a while. There's a little bit of snacks under the ring, some drinks, you know, things like that, where some guys have had to sit down there for a little while, depending on the segment. So it worked out for you.
Well, that's because it was probably live on Raw.
That's right.
Or on WCW Nitro. Yeah. So you couldn't pre-tape it. You know, it's going to go live.
There you go. So listen, how are you feeling, by the way, at this point? You've been off for about a month. How are you feeling at this point?
Well, I was still somewhat injured. I was always injured in my career, but I dealt with injuries pretty well. I was healed enough that I knew I could go. I've always worked around injuries, and I was comfortable doing that.
Hmm. That's for sure. If anything I've learned working with you, Kurt, and doing the show is every time we're covering a match or a card or something, there's always something nagging going on with you, or you're coming off of that injury, a hamstring or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I just wish I didn't have any injuries. Imagine the career I would have had if I wasn't injured at all. But unfortunately, injuries come with the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So you beat up Storm and tell Storm to go home and tell your daughter Kurt Angle is the one that gave her daddy a concussion to start setting your matchup for Final Resolution. Were you worried about performing at your usual high level coming off that injury, Kurt?
No, like I said before, I've been comfortable working around injuries. I've been doing it my whole career. This was healed enough that I knew I was okay and I was going to be able to put on a good performance.
You're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. And as the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. You can make it home okay. It's no big deal. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up? You lose your license? You lose your job? You total your car? You kill someone? Everyone knows the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over.
I hate Steven Singer. With all the shipping delays and fulfillment issues expected for holidays, Christmas shopping has come earlier than ever. Luckily, Steven is giving every other jeweler out there another reason to hate him. Steven Singer Jewelers has the number one gift this holiday, diamond stud earrings. And Steven is fully stocked with the most beautiful, best value, real diamond studs anywhere. Choose a great pair of Anita diamond stud earrings for under $270. Sound familiar? Well, that's because it's the same price last year. He's not jacking up prices like everyone else, just the perfect price every single day. No sales, no discounts, no BS. Steven's real diamond studs are flawless to the eye, near colorless, and come with his famous full value lifetime trade-in guarantee. You can trade up your diamond studs anytime and receive exactly what you paid towards a new pair. And with an unbeatable full 100-day, 100% money-back guarantee, making it no risk for shopping early for holiday. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com, always with fast and free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
Well, the next episode of Impact on the 24th opens with you in the ring calling out James Storm and talking about how it was personal when you two rode together and your kids played together, but now it's business, Kurt. Is that true, by the way, or is this just all part of storyline? Are your kids really playing together with each other and all that?
Believe it or not, yes.
Okay.
James and I traveled together for 5 years. We were very close, and he spent time with my family and I spent time with his family. So we had a really close relationship at this particular time.
Well, Kurt, let's get right into it. We're going to show a little bit of that clip here. Here we go.
As a man's man, there's only one thing I despise. And that's when a man accuses me of attacking him from behind. James Storm, 2 weeks ago in Macon, Georgia, I did not attack you from behind. You just didn't see me coming. It's that simple. I used my cat-like reflexes to take you down so quickly you didn't have time to worry about your damn luck. So moving forward, don't ever accuse me of not looking a man into his eyes and then kicking his because next time, I just might take it personally.
Sorry, about your damn luck.
Here comes James Stewart. I love how they bleep out the word ass, and now it's are you kidding me? Ass is like saying and now on TV.
That might have been a little too much.
Now it's like a comma. Here comes James Storm. We're going to turn this back up so we can hear his comments, you and your cat-like reflexes. Here we go, Kurt.
Mental is Kurt Angle.
Yeah, I mean, James Storm, right now, I guess, thank Kurt Angle. Hey, buddy, you know the reason why I lost that title? And it's true.
You know what, Kurt Angle? You talk about personally. Was it so personally that I come out here and I take this size 12 cowboy boot and stick straight up your Olympic? Because this right here is gone beyond personally. Because personally is when you came into this company. Personally is when you and I used to travel up and down the roads to do the shows. Personally is when our kids started playing together. This now is business. You look at me in the eyes. You said you'll whoop a man when you look him in the eyes. Here it is. Jump. Jump. You want to be a real man, Kurt? I'm a real man, and you're looking me in the eyes. I don't back down from nothing. I can take a whipping like nobody you've ever seen before. Here I am. Break my ankle, break my neck, because I'll get back up and I'll on you right before I kick your again.
So you're a real man, huh? You screwed me out of my world heavyweight title. So all I ever did what I wanted to do, and that was get sweet revenge on you by screwing you out of the world title against Bobby Roode 2 weeks ago.
You know what, Kurt Angle? I'm pretty sure these people here are tired of listening to people talk, so what I want you to do is not take this whipping personally. It's just gonna be business.
Whoa, hold on a second. I didn't come here to fight. I'm a gentleman. But I'll tell you what, James Storm, I know some guys who do want to fight. Boys, why don't you come down here right now? Come on, guys. There's your fight, James Storm. Let me ask you something. What are you going to do now, James? You're outnumbered 4-1. You're supposed to be a brave guy, right?
So for those that are listening, Bully Ray, Christopher Daniels, and Jeff Jarrett have made their way to the ring.
Yeah, you're a pretty tough guy when there's one guy, but when there's four, you can't do What are you going to do, James? Tell me.
You know
what? You
want
to hit me? You want to hit me? Go ahead.
You know what? You sent a little message to my daughter that said, you tell your daughter that I'm the guy that gave your daddy a concussion. Well, you know what? I told my daughter that. You know what she said? She said, give Kurt Angle this message.
Oh! Angle pulls out the troops. Jarrett, Daniels, Bully Ray. And then Cowboy James Storm drops the Olympic gold medals. Oh, and now all hell's broken loose.
Home team, visiting team, your fantasy team, no matter who you root for, we're all on the same team when it comes to COVID-19. BioNTech and Pfizer remind you to please consider getting vaccinated. Today's episode is brought to you by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And we thank them for sponsoring today's podcast.
Kurt, we're watching this. All hell did break loose. AJ Styles is down. Mr. Anderson is down. And it's a full-scale fight. I have to ask, as you talked about it, because you said you did travel with James Storm up and down the roads. Right. Do you ever recall any memories of just any fun James Storm stories? This isn't part of our notes or anything, but anything that you remember from those times, spending time with James Storm on the road?
Well, James liked his liquor. I
know. that's the truth. He was a beer drinker, and that's shoot.
Yeah, drank a lot of beer, but we just had good times. We traveled together in the car, talked about stupid stuff. Just killing time as wrestlers traveling throughout the country.
Yeah.
It's normal shit every day.
Okay. So just going through the normal routine of traveling up and down the road, having a few drinks. I didn't know if you could think of any like a fun story or two along the way, but man, this is fun. You guys, he's intense, and what a way to kind of kick off this rivalry here between you and James.
Yeah, this was great. I thought the program, the way they set it up was really good. James is such a great performer, especially on the microphone. He gets the job done. He's awesome.
Well, Kurt, we're going to head back into the story here in terms of moving forward. Storm said he was ready to kick your ass, but you needed some backup before the fight. And as I mentioned, Bully Ray, Jeff Jarrett, and Christopher Daniels made their way to the ring. And listen, AJ Styles, RVD, Mr. Anderson, they back up Storm. And listen, this looks like an 8-man elimination match, which, by the way, that's tradition for the WWE around this time of year. They call it Survivor Series, which we're all familiar with. It's hard to describe yourself as the alternative, though, don't you think, when you're doing exactly the same thing that WWE's doing within weeks of each other?
Yeah, I think we were guilty of copyright infringement. I think that we came up with the idea of having this elimination match because of Survivor Series. So we were kind of doing the same thing as WWE, which is, you know, we are considered the alternative, but we weren't the alternative that night.
Yeah, that's for sure. Somehow, by the way, neither you nor Storm are in the match, but are the managers of each team. Were you just not up to wrestling at this point? Was this your call, or what did that look like?
Well, I think they were a little nervous about me getting injured before I wrestled my match against James Storm. So I was still nursing the injury, and they wanted to keep me out of the ring until that match.
Yeah, that makes sense. No reason to risk anything prior to turning point. So we have RVD, AJ, Jeff Hardy, and Mr. Anderson with Storm in the corner against your team. It's Bobby Roode, Jeff Jarrett, Christopher Daniels, and Bully Ray. And you and Storm brawl to the back, and AJ pins Bully Ray to win the Storm team of the match. Is it different being at ringside compared to being in the ring in this scenario, you think?
Yeah, I'm not used to it. You know, I never was a manager or didn't, you know, wasn't a cheerleader on the side of the ring cheering
right.
my team to win. It was different. I felt actually useless. So, you know, that's just the feeling that I felt when I was out there. And it's uncomfortable because you want to get there. You want to get in there and compete and perform, but you're not supposed to. So it's a difficult situation.
It is. It sounds like it's a way to keep you, the storyline going, keep the fans invested, keep you on camera without you having to get physical at all. And so I think it served the purpose in that regard.
Yes, it did.
So on the other channel, as we mentioned, The Rock returns to a WWE ring for the first time in 7.5 years at the Survivor Series. Were you in regular contact with The Rock after he walked away and you went to TNA? Did you keep up with the great one?
Yes, I did. It was crazy because The Rock, he would change his cell phone really frequently, quite frequently. And every time he changed his cell phone, he would text me and say, "This is my new number. Keep it for future reference." And not only that, we kept in touch quite a bit. And he also invited me to be in one of his films, Pain and Gain. I got a small part in that film because of The Rock. He was a great friend to me. I lost contact with him the last few years, but I'm very grateful for the friendship I have with The Rock. He's awesome.
It's something to see what he's going on to do, isn't it, Kurt?
Huge Hollywood star. The biggest in Hollywood right now.
I mean, Hollywood, his $7 production. Now they own the, you know, XFL owners, yeah. His own alcohol line.
Yeah,
it's incredible what he's done with his brand and really just become one of the biggest icons, not only in wrestling, but Hollywood. It's just tremendous.
I think honestly, eventually someday he's going to have a billionaire brand.
Oh, absolutely. He's well on his way there for sure. So we have The Rock there. Seeing him return, by the way, to the WWE, are you thinking, man, this is going to definitely generate some more buzz for pro wrestling in general?
Oh, yeah. Anytime The Rock comes back, it's always great for business. No matter what company you're in, it brings attention to pro wrestling. It's awesome. He's such a huge name, one of the biggest names in the business.
Yeah, and who knows? We may see him again in 2022 with all the buzz going around. I know I would enjoy to seeing that happen, so we'll see what happens. Never say never in wrestling. They always say
never
that.
Never say never. You're absolutely right.
And the guy's in phenomenal shape. It doesn't look like he's aged a year.
He's a beast.
So listen, there's an interesting note in the Observer that Dave Meltzer wrote that I want to ask you about regarding the card placement for Final Resolution. So Dave says, there's a feeling based on the match they had on TV 2 months back, and this is you and Storm, that you'll be the best match. And having Styles and Rude follow with the fans knowing they are going 30 minutes will make things even worse for them. Still, the general rule is you want a headline with your world title. The match you had with Storm, by the way, that Meltzer's talking about, took place on the run-up to Bound for Glory, which was covered here in the archives. Do you and Storm have a moment in the back afterwards?
Yeah, we were excited. We knew the match came off. We knew it was a 4 or 5 star match. We had incredible chemistry that night. And yeah, we were high-fiving each other. We were so excited.
Yeah. Did anyone come approach you from the front office and say, hey, listen, the way that match came off, you helped really elevate Storm coming out of that match? Was there a discussion about how, hey, thank you, and by the way, this has really helped elevate him as a single star?
Nobody came out and said that, but I'd imagine that's what they were thinking. I mean, the match was so good, and they knew that James Storm had the ability to be a great singles wrestler. It was time to push him.
Do you remember any conversations that you and James had during this feud, maybe behind the scenes of, hey, Kurt, thank you so much, this is really working, or James, let's just any kind of dialogue that you can remember between you and James, not on the road, but now as you're working together in this program?
Well, he did thank me for the match, and he said that he knew that he could have a great match with me, and he was very grateful for the opportunity. James was always a really nice kid. He was very humble, complete opposite of what you see on TV, so... He's a good guy. He really is.
That's great. Well, UFC is moving from Spike TV to Fox TV at this time. Were you worried about TNA standing as when you joined TNA 5 years before, the Ultimate Fighter was already hot and MMA was a big part of your thought process?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were going to stand alone on Spike TV. TNA or UFC was leaving, and this was a very tough situation for us because UFC had a great reputation and it brought a lot of credibility to Spike TV. And now we were standing alone. This was a very trying time for us.
I'm sure. And by the way, there's a lot of talk in the Observer that Bruce Pritchard, yes, that's right, our Bruce Pritchard, he's dictating a lot of the direction. What's your relationship like with Bruce at this time? And was he helping out a lot with the product here at TNA?
Oh, I had a great relationship with Bruce. He was awesome to work with. He was doing, he was the head of talent relations. He took care of talent, hiring and firing talent, managing them. And also he was part of creative. He was a big part of the thought process in TNA. Everything that was going on, he was part of.
It's just, you know, definitely Bruce was a big part of it. I know as a fan, I think of all the Bruce Pritchard brother love years and WWF, and then all the time he had there, then now all the time he's spending there. And sometimes it's easy to kind of forget about the time he spent in TNA, but he was there for a little bit of time there and really involved heavily in the backstage and what was going on. So I always do like to hear some of the stories of his involvement and how he worked with the talent in TNA.
Yeah, he was a big part of it. And he was there for a good period of time. I don't think it was really that long, but what he did there was very beneficial. He was great at his job. He knew all facets of pro wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, Kurt, we pick up the story here, and you and Storm are going to do a satellite interview from his home. He's actually at his home in Tennessee, and I want to play that for us just to relive that moment here. So here we go. We're going to check that out now.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we return to Impact Wrestling, we are joined by the Cowboy James Storm from his home in Tennessee. And James, first off, bring us up to speed on your condition. You've been sidelined several weeks after that concussion at the hands of Kurt Angle.
You know, it's a longer process than what I thought this was going to be, you know, but I do feel like I'm getting better each and every day. And you know, with the weeks gone by, I have gotten a lot better.
Hey, James, any idea when you're going to be able to return to in-ring competition?
You know, as of today, I went to see a specialist, and I'm not cleared to wrestle. So I'm not really exact on the date when I can come back to, you know, wrestle in the ring.
And James, you know that when you get cleared, the first person who's going to ask you for a match is going to be Kurt Angle.
I definitely wouldn't want it any other way, Mike. I mean, if someone's going to jump me from behind, be man to man.
Wait.
Hey, guys. Sure. I was watching in the back. You guys were putting on a great, great interview with James Storm, I have to tell you. But I have a few questions of my own. Do you guys mind?
Go right ahead.
James, I want to ask you a few questions. How did it feel to have your head halfway bashed in, laying on the cold towel floor, wondering if you'd ever wrestle again? Wonder what your little daughter was thinking about you at that time. How'd that feel, James? I want to know. Let me know.
Kurt Angle, you want to know how it feels? Believe me, when I get cleared from this concussion, Oh, you're going to know.
That's all you have to say?
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. You know you robbed me of the world heavyweight title,
James.
I didn't
rob you of nothing,
You robbed
Kurt.
Me of the world heavyweight title. I had less than 90 minutes to get ready for
That's
that match.
That's not my problem.
That
You're
is
a world
your
champion.
Problem.
Be ready for anything.
I'll tell you what, James. Why don't you come here next week, and let's make this match a final resolution official, doctor's permission or not. How about that, James?
You know what, Kurt Angle? I haven't been cleared to wrestle, but
well,
I will
you
be
get
there
clear,
next
James?
Kurt Angle, I will be there next week. And when you look at me in the eyes, you will see that I'm not scared of you, Kurt Angle. I'm not scared of the greatest wrestler. Because
up,
I'm not
James.
Coming to wrestle you. I'm coming to beat your Kurt Angle.
Fall is here, and we could all use a stiff freeze. What did Vince call Kurt once? El Stiffo. That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. So let's chew it and do it. Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help you in the bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. And that's where our friends at Blue Chew come in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as both Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take these dudes anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or just be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Now, the process is simple. You just sign up at BlueChew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Now, here's the best part. It's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, prepared and shipped direct to your door, all in a discreet package. Guys, there's nothing sexier than confidence, or so the ladies say, and Blue Chew can help you get that confidence where it counts. And if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, Blue Chew can help. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code ANGLE at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. The promo code is ANGLE to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring today's podcast. Man, I love talking about the good old days of professional wrestling with Kurt Angle, but it feels like the good old days are where our internet security are these days. I mean, don't you think it's weird that we've all really changed the way we use the internet? It's in our pocket, it's on our TV, we got all these apps, but the security tools are pretty much the same. That didn't make sense to me, but Aura does. You see, Aura provides complete digital security to help protect your online accounts, finances, devices, and more, all in one easy-to-use app. Between your photos, your finances, your devices, and your connections, your world is more online than ever. And you may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Well, Aura can help sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. You see, Aura provides digital security protection to keep your finances, your personal information, and your tech safe from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast. Like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked online, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. Aura is easy to set up. All the plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds. An experienced U.S.-based customer support team has got your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription. With an easy online dashboard and alerts that are sent straight to your phone, Aura keeps you in control and guides you through solving any issue. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners up to 40% off plans when you visit aura.com/angle. Go to aura.com/angle to get complete protection and savings of up to 40%. That's aura.com/angle.
Wow, there's some intensity.
Pretty intense. You're right.
Kurt, this is some really great stuff here. You look like you're having a lot of fun. There's a lot of emotion coming through here. Do you feel like right here there's just less pressure on you not carrying the world title at this point and just having a good run, a good angle here with James Storm?
Yeah, it was less pressure. I wasn't world champion, but the one thing is I do want to be world champion, and I do like the pressure of the world on my shoulders. If you don't want that, you don't belong in the business. That's one thing you need to do. And James and I, our promo, we came across very intense. It was very real. I was really happy with the segment.
I love your energy. You have, there's a little bit of comedic in it from you giving him a hard time, and we'll get cleared. Okay. But man, just some good stuff there. So we're on the go home impact. It's you and Storm as announced as wrestling at Final Resolution. Storm turns his back on you and dares you to attack him, but you don't. Is this to show that you have respect for him, Kurt?
Yes. You know, I was the heel. James was the babyface. I had to show respect for him, and I also had to show that I feared him a little bit. I mean, he did kick my head off and win the match. Let's be honest, you know, to be truthful, he beat me straight up the last match. So, of course, I'm going to be scared shitless. But, you know, as a heel, you pretend to be brave, but when the time comes and you're in a predicament, you end up backing off. And that's what I was doing with James. I was respecting him and fearing him.
Mm. Well, we're here now, Kurt, and your match with Storm is voted as the match of the show by the Wrestling Observer readers. Here's the write-up from Meltzer at the Observer. James Storm pinned Kurt Angle in 17 minutes, 47 seconds. Storm is trying to get a chant of beer drinker to replace beer money during his matches. That didn't happen yet. This was Angle's first match back since he had his messed up hamstring 2 months ago. He was a lot smaller, particularly in the legs. This was sad because Storm comes across on TV like he's so over, does these awesome promos, and this was a good wrestling match that the crowd wasn't much into. They were more into this than the prelims, but hardly like you'd expect from an Angle match or for a hot new top face. Angle used a drop toe hold outside the ring, and Storm's head hit the steps. Storm acted glassy-eyed, selling like it was a concussion after effect. Angle did a long sleeper to allow Storm to do the Dusty Rhodes shaking and get the crowd with him to break it. Storm continued to sell the concussion and dizziness, but the crowd wasn't with him. They started trading punches. Storm used a code breaker and a backstabber for a near fall. Angle got a near fall with a belly-to-belly suplex and then used an ankle lock. Angle then used two German suplexes, but Storm escaped the third. Storm used the whirly bird for a near fall. There's a move you never hear much about. There was some reaction to this near fall. Storm went to the top rope, but Angle climbed up and delivered a belly-to-belly superplex. Storm kicked out of that to zero reaction. Angle blocked the super kick and took Storm's leg down and put him in an ankle lock. He pulled Storm to the middle of the ring, but Storm kicked Angle off of him. Angle then went for a running tackle, but Storm got out of the way, and Angle went shoulder first into the post. Storm DDT'd Angle on the apron. Storm went for the super kick again, and it was blocked. Angle used the Olympic slam for a near fall, but missed the moonsault. This missed moonsault was the spot that got people into the bout. Storm then hit the super kick for the pin, 3.25 stars. And I got to ask you, Kurt, Meltzer points out some differences in your body. Were you focusing more on getting your arms back in shape compared to your legs with your hamstring injury?
Well, I blew my hamstring out. I wasn't training my legs at all. But let's not forget, I was filming a movie at this particular time, Warrior. I had to lose 30 pounds for that movie. Mm. I had to go from 228 to 198. In the movie, I was supposed to be a middleweight, 185 pounds for MMA. So I had to get my weight down at least around 200 pounds, a little under 200. That's what the director, Gavin O'Connor, wanted me to do. So I had to lose a bunch of weight.
Mm. All right. So I admit I am tough to buy for. I hear that a lot from my friends and family. People are always complaining. They never know what to get me for the holidays. Well, I'm going to make it easy on everybody this year. All I want is Stance. It looks great. It feels amazing. So here's the deal, boys and girls. Just give me Stance this year. Guaranteed to make merry with quality comforts for you and yours. Stance has made gift giving super simple this holiday season. Stance's premium line of socks, apparel, and more always come correct with colorful constructions, innovative materials, and choice fits that are built to last. Throw in an all-star curation of A-list collaborators, and those lucky recipients on your holiday nice list have never had it so good. Check out Stance.com for all the latest, including several different subscription options that are sure to keep your friends and family feeling great all year round. They've got designs from everybody. What are some of your favorite designs? Well, go check them out. I'll tell you mine. I love the Wu-Tang Clan stuff. I'm not kidding. I love the Batman stuff. I know you thought that was just for Tony Schiavone, but dude, Batman's cool. I've got a friend in my life, Matt Cardona. He would love the Harry Potter stuff. We've got Office stuff, Disney stuff, Marvel stuff for Dave Silva, Major League Baseball for Shavanto. There's something for everybody, whether it's the NBA or Pixar. Buddy, you just got to check it out. Stance.com has it all. And when it came to me, my absolute favorite, the socks. I'm rocking them nearly every single day. I can feel the quality difference in my hand. And boy, when you put them on, talk about soft, talk about comfortable. But the fit, that's the best part. You've had a cheap sock before. It feels like at the end of the day, man, they're just a pain in the butt. That is not the case here. These are comfortable all day long. We've all had socks before where we can't wait to take them off when we get home. Not the case with Stance. The quality is through the roof, and everybody loves the way they look. Of course, I'm not going with the boring looks. I want the fun socks, and you will too. Check it out. Stance has the perfect gift for every punk and poet on your list. Go see for yourself. It's easy. Just head over to stance.com and pick out some styles you think they might like. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance.
And he talks about the crowd reaction to this match and how there was little reaction and they weren't into it. Do you remember feeling that at all while you were in the match?
It was a weird crowd that night. They didn't get into it till I missed the moonsault.
Yeah.
They knew that James was going to do the super kick next. So that was the finish of the match. And I think they sensed that was the finish. But yeah, the crowd was just a little weird that night.
Yeah.
That was great. I really enjoyed the match.
Did you have any issues working for the first time after the injury? Do you remember, kind of thinking afterwards, man, I was either a little stiff or whatever the case may be?
No, I was pleasantly surprised that I didn't get re-injured. I was trying to nurse the hamstring injury, and I got through the match without any problems. So I was really happy about that.
Are you at all surprised that they put Storm over here?
No. That's what I came to TNA for, was to help put talent over. Obviously I got my runs as world champion, but you have to do that. You have to, take your turn and make sure that you're still over. Let's say I came to TNA and I never won a world title again. I'm useless. You have to remake the talent over and over again in order to make them big stars so they can put other talent over.
Yeah, you would go on to face Storm the very next month at Genesis again, and you'd pick up the win in that one. But, I think you're right, Kurt. It was important for you, and you mentioned it here, and it's important now to help raise the level of talent in a wrestling promotion that you, the top talent, have to be willing to take the pin every now and then. Take the L, if you will, if you're going to help raise them.
Yeah, but give and take. You're absolutely right.
Well, Kurt, with that, let's get to the fan questions. We have some fan questions this week on this particular episode. Michael McClanahan kicks us off, and he said, we've heard various opinions from both Bruce Pritchard and Eric Bischoff on James Storm's charisma and consistency of performances. What was Kurt's opinion of James Storm as an in-ring performer?
Oh, I thought James was awesome. I thought his in-ring skills were great. His promo skills were off the chart. He had a great character. He had a great look. He had all the facets to be a very successful pro wrestler. I think that I don't know if Bruce and Eric were talking about the one thing that I thought that James might have. It's very minute, very small, but I'm not sure if that's what James and Bruce were talking, or Eric and Bruce were talking about. But James tended to be a little lazy every once in a while. That was his only downfall, and it wasn't even that much of a problem. It was just every once in a while he would get just a little bit lazy. But I'm not sure if that's what Eric and Bruce are talking about. But as far as his performances and his consistency, he was damn good. He was really good.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had thoughts on maybe what he could have done differently that you think would have elevated him more. James Storm is a guy that we never saw have that big WWE run. Or anything like that. And I didn't know if, hey, is there something that stood out to you, Kurt, to say, hey, if he would have worked on this or maybe done this a little better, we could have gotten a little more out of James Storm.
I just think that WWE looked him over. I mean, I know that they gave him an opportunity to go to NXT and he didn't take the offer and they never offered again. But unfortunately for James, I do believe that he would have been a big star in WWE.
Ah, all right. Next question is from an Instagram, a wrestling historian. He says, how come James Storm didn't get another TNA championship reign, in your opinion?
I don't know. You know, James, he was there. I think what they had in mind was to push Bobby Roode at this particular time. And I think they didn't know what to do with James because he was part of Bear Money. They were a tag team. So Bobby Roode was the guy they were pushing. And I know they wanted to put James on hold. But when I got injured, you know, then that caused problems for their program. So I ended up facing Bobby Roode, winning the world title from him. I'm not sure why. And then James beat me for the world title. And then Bobby Roode beat James Storm for the world title. So I'm not sure why that occurred, but it was really a crazy situation.
Mm. Zoe Lopez is up next. He said, Kurt, why the change in the way you lock in the ankle lock? Was it for a fresh paint of coat, as Bruce would say?
Bruce's fresh paint of coat. Coat of paint.
Yeah.
Why'd you say paint of coat?
Yeah, that's how Bruce likes to call it. That's right.
Okay. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's his play of words. Yep.
Okay. What was the question again?
He said, why the change in the way you locked in the ankle lock? You applied it a little differently here.
I never applied it differently. I'm not sure if they were talking about when I started sitting back on it, finding the leg. Maybe that's what he was talking about. I started doing that to show the fans that was the definitive finish, that's when the ankle lock was going to work and the athlete was going to tap out. I wanted to do something more definitive to make my move more legitimate.
Very good. Well, Fernando Diaz is up next. He says, hypothetically, where would a team like Beer Money fit better in, the Attitude Era or the Ruthless Aggression Era? Kurt, what do you think?
Oh, man, I think that would have fit perfectly in both, one or the other. It didn't really matter, but they would have had a lot more fun in the Attitude Era. And that tag team would have been so over and so entertaining, especially during the Attitude Era when you could do crazy stuff. These guys would have been incredibly successful superstars in WWE.
I agree. I think it was fun. It was something different, something we hadn't seen before. And I think it would have worked in either one as well, Kurt. So great question, Fernando. Thank you for asking. Umar Khan has a question. He says, Kurt, why do you think James Storm never had a proper run in the WWE? So this goes back to an earlier thought that you and I were talking about. Do you think it was just timing? I mean, other than timing, I don't know why he would have never had that proper run.
Well, a few years ago, like I said before, Triple H offered him a deal for NXT to start out at NXT, and James didn't like the money figure, so he refused it, and Triple H never contacted him again. So I know that James tried to reach back and see if they were still interested, but for some reason, the company wasn't interested. I don't know if they were turned off because James turned down the deal or I don't know what the situation was, but they should have contacted James again. And James should be in WWE, but I'm not sure why he isn't.
Mm. All right. Last question this week is from Austin Williams. And it says, how underrated was James Storm as a singles wrestler?
Well, James was every bit as good of a single wrestler as he was a tag wrestler. And he was really successful as a tag team with Beer Money, and also with Harris, Chris Harris.
That's right.
What was the
America's Most Wanted?
America's Most Wanted. That was an awesome tag team too.
Yep.
So James started out in two tag teams, but he parlayed into in singles wrestling really well, and he became a great singles wrestler. So I'm not sure why, it didn't. I would say that he's every bit as good of a singles wrestler as he is a tag wrestler, and he was a damn good tag wrestler. So there's nothing else to say about James. He was as good as it gets.
Got back-to-back meetings, errands to run, chores to take care of. What's the secret to clearing your to-do list? A little help from DoorDash. Now you can get dinner, household essentials, and everything on your grocery list delivered. Get what you want to eat right now and right to your door with DoorDash. Along with the restaurants you love, you can get groceries and other essential items delivered with DoorDash. Get drinks, snacks, and other household items in under an hour. Maybe you're craving late-night ice cream. Maybe you forgot that one key ingredient for dinner. Or maybe you just need to stock up for the week. With DoorDash, get everything in one app. With over 300,000 partners, you can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, and Cheesecake Factory. Ordering is easy, and your items will be left safely outside your door when you choose contactless delivery drop-off. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code ANGLE. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code ANGLE. Don't forget, the code is ANGLE for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
By the way, if you're looking for a good realtor and you're in the Tennessee area, James Storm is your guy. Kurt, he now is selling homes as part of what he does too. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
James is now a realtor.
Yeah, man.
Go get him, James.
So he'll have a beer with you. He'll sell you a home. And if you're lucky, maybe he'll even super kick you.
Yeah, kick that off.
Nah, that's fantastic. Well, Kurt, this was a fun topic. Anything else that you want to share about your man James Storm here, this big match turning point? Overall thoughts on James Storm, the man and the wrestler from Kurt Angle. What do you got?
James was an incredible wrestler, and I think he should have had a lot more success in pro wrestling. There isn't a guy that I know that wasn't willing to put in the time and the effort, give everything that he has. I have nothing but good things to say about James as a wrestler. As an individual, he was even better. As a friend, James was very giving, very caring, and we spent a lot of time together traveling, and I had a great time with James. I love the kid to death.
Ah, there you go. Well, Kurt, this one was a lot of fun, great topic, and listen, by the way, next week, we're going to have another very special guest, or guests, you could say, and then the week after that, we'll be doing a watch-along of Kurt's Family Christmas from Raw, December 25th, 2000.
That's going to be a fun one.
That is going to be a fun one. The next couple of weeks are going to be a lot of fun, Kurt. I know you're looking forward to the guests, too. We can't spoil the surprise.
Yes, it's a reunion. That's all I could say.
It's going to be a reunion only here on the Kurt Angle Show. And that'll be the end after those two shows. That's the end of 2021, Kurt. Can you believe it already? My goodness, where is the time gone?
It's gone by very quickly. Although the pandemic made it slow, the last year has been pretty fast, but I will say that I'm glad that things are starting to open up for everybody.
Yeah, there you go. And not only that, and here's a plug for adfreeshows.com. If you want more Kurt, if you want more of your Olympic hero, that's right, our guy, the gold medalist, the WWE Hall of Famer, the milk chugging, gold medal wearing, wrestling machine, you can get more of him right here December 22nd, 6 p.m. Eastern on adfreeshows.com. Kurt, you're going to be here for a live Zoom Q&A with all of our top guys and my push members right here face-to-face where they get to ask you questions. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I did it before. I love it. Q&A, you can ask me whatever you want, and I'll give you an answer.
That's right. Kurt doesn't hold back at all on those Q&As.
No, not on this one.
So if you have something that you're dialing to ask Kurt, man, upgrade that membership. And even if you need to do it for a month, listen, that's fine. These are great Christmas gifts, by the way, these subscriptions to adfreeshows.com. So, you know, whisper into the wife's ear, hey, that would be great to get me that subscription. I want to talk to my Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, here on Ad Free Shows. As we're talking about Christmas gifts, though, Kurt, I know you have a few ideas in mind for our listener, and we're going to start with that physicallyfit.com and those chicken snacks, brother.
Physically Fit chicken snacks and Snack Smart crispy protein bites. These are the chicken snacks. These are the Snack Smart plant protein. This is chicken protein. There are 11 different flavors. They taste incredible. You have sweet barbecue, sour cream and onion, sriracha. We have, a cinnamon swirl. A bunch of different
flavors. Buffalo wing. Listen, what were you doing over at Heinz Field? I saw a picture on social media. You styling and profiling. You got your sport coat on, and you're at Heinz Field.
Conference. It's for local businesses in Pittsburgh. I was there representing Physically Fit Nutrition, which is my chicken snacks. That's right. That's why I was there.
There you go. And I know you got some Physically Fit. You get the chicken snacks in some Giant Eagle stores out in the Pittsburgh area,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're in Giant Eagle. We're going to be in all the stores in the spring. We're in about 30 stores right now. You can go and order them at Giant Eagle or get them at physicallyfit.com. You go online to our website. Get your order, man. It's going fast.
Listen, take a trip to Pittsburgh. Forget this .com stuff. Take a trip to Pittsburgh. Maybe go out, make a weekend of it. It's a beautiful city. Go to a Pirate game, even though they stink. It's a beautiful Three Rivers baseball park. Go to your Giant Eagle. Get yourself some Kurt Angle snacks while you're there. Buy them off the shelf. Do the whole experience. Go to Permane Brothers. Get yourself a sandwich.
I'll get a Permane Brothers sandwich.
Come on now. Come on. Preach, Kurt. And just do the whole thing. You know, there's the Mr. Rogers. You can go see where his statue is. There's all kinds of fun museums. But do the Pittsburgh experience. Buy the chicken snacks there. And if you decide, I don't know that I can do it in 2022, then yes, go to the website. Use code AnglePod for 20% off. And man, he's got a variety that you can't miss. Buffalo wing. I've had them. I mean, they're right here beside me. And listen, who's not going to need to snack on chicken snacks after this Christmas dinner and all the cookies and peanut butter balls and everything else that you're going to throw down your mouth? You need to be eating healthy after the holidays. And Kurt Angle has the plan for you.
I do. It's true.
It's damn true. All right, let's move on to the KurtAngleBrand.com. Kurt Angle Brand. Kurt, tell them what you got available for them there, my friend.
Okay, we have cowboy hats. We have birthday cards. We have milk cartons, T-shirts, video messages. You name it, we got it. Go to KurtAngleBrand.com and order whatever you want on there. It's going to be We have everything, and we make it affordable for all the fans. We kept the prices very low to show my appreciation for all your support.
Get your merch, KurtAngleBrand.com. That's the place to be again for the Kurt Angle fan in your life. If it's not you, I guarantee someone else in your family is a wrestling fan and or is looking for some kind of Kurt Angle Brand merch, and you can check it out there, KurtAngleBrand.com. And then the last big push that we're going to talk about is the WildcatBelts.com. Special limited quantity available championship belt, the Kurt Angle American Hero Championship belt. Kurt, if you're at adfreeshows.com and watching this on video, you can see his right now.
There's the belt.
My goodness, that blue leather and that American flag with your name, and then the side plates. There's four side plates, two on either side. One is the City of Champions, Pittsburgh. It has his six-time world champion as another plate. Kurt, it's a beautiful title belt.
Yeah, this is the most gorgeous title I've ever seen. It's not just because it's mine.
You had this
pretty awesome. They did an incredible job with this.
Kurt's belt is custom.
That's right. Go to wildcatbelts.com to get yours.
That's right. There's four left. Kurt has his own custom leather job. It was blue leather, and then the backing is red leather, and it's just beautiful. I have belt number one. If you're watching on video, it's behind my shoulder on the shelf there. I have number one. 2 through 5 is available, and so make sure you contact them. If you want to see pictures, visit at Wildcat Belts on Facebook and Instagram, and you can check out all the photos. You're going to get 3 Kurt Angle autographs in this package. He autographed the belt, okay? He autographed their certificate of authenticity. He also autographed a display stand for the belt. So you don't have to go out and purchase anything. This comes with a Wildcat display stand that Kurt also autographed. It's unbelievable. It's a great opportunity. Get in while you can. It's rare. It's not going to last forever. And it's really special for a Kurt Angle fan, a piece of memorabilia to hold on to. So I can't tell you enough about that and talk to it enough. If you want to check us out, you can find the show account on at The Angle Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Also, check us out on YouTube at The Angle Pod. And Kurt, they can follow you on Twitter at Real Kurt Angle and on Instagram at The Real Kurt Angle. I'm telling you, you get to see some real fun, exciting stuff if you follow him on Instagram at The Real Kurt Angle. I see him doing all kinds of spots and ads and for movie stores and Giant Eagles and Heinz Field. He's all over the place.
I'm a busy son of a bitch.
You are. They got you hopping. And man, listen, as we wrap up today's show, once again, I hope you have a great birthday dinner tonight, Kurt. Well deserved. And I hope you had a relaxing day yesterday. This has been a lot of fun. What's that?
I'm 53 now.
53 years old. Kurt, people half your age would die for the body you have at 53, my friend.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
And you work hard for it. And that's because you're disciplined. And man, you always have been your whole life, worked hard. You've achieved so many goals and dreams in your life. And I couldn't be prouder than to call your friend and work with you here on this show. But that's going to do it for us this week. Kurt, thank you so much for joining us this week. We'll see you all next year once again on The Kurt Angle Show. Have a great day, everybody.
You're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. And as the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. You can make it home okay. It's no big deal. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up? You lose your license? You lose your job? You total your car? You kill someone? Everyone knows the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Play it safe and plan ahead to get a ride. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.